All right, ladies and gentlemen, we beam our satellites to San Francisco, California. Jen Mueller, Seahawks sideline reporter, how are you?
Fantastic. And guys, look, I always love your show. I listen all the time. I am so appreciative of you today, especially. So I popped into an establishment to enjoy just a beverage on my Friday afternoon. I'm enjoying my beverage. And you know what's playing on the TV in front of me?
What?
Super Bowl 49. Guys, I have actively avoided watching the game for 11 freaking years. Yeah. 11 years. I have not gone back to watch this game, and suddenly it is right there in front of me, and I'm like, well, crap.
Yeah.
So, I love you guys more than ever today.
Earl
so
Thomas does lay out Gronkowski in that game. I mean, at least there's that one shot.
Yeah. You know,
for sure. Jen, how's the week been down there?
It's been awesome. The weather is awesome. The guys have been fantastic. The vibe is right where you'd hope it would be with the team. Media Row is actually in San Fran. There is a huge buzz. There's a lot of fans that are going into San Fran for the fan experience and all of that. It's been great, and I cannot wait to get to game day.
So all of the activities are in San Francisco proper, not down at the stadium.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
Because I've been there for one game.
San Jose, yep.
Yeah, I went there for one game, and we stayed in downtown San Francisco right near Chinatown. We're like, this is great. And they had a shuttle bus take us to the stadium, and San Francisco has bad traffic. But again, 3 hours later, we arrived at the stadium. And I'm like, how are you even called the San Francisco 49ers? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Should be the Sacramento
That's
something.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Right. Absolutely ridiculous.
How, as far as what you're just eyeballing things, does it seem like there are more Seahawks fans or more Patriot fans?
I'm a little bit biased because I am staying out with the Seahawks, right? So I'm seeing a lot of Seahawks people. You know what I'm actually seeing a lot of? 49ers fans.
Yeah, well,
I can believe that.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, it makes sense. But when we were at like Media Day on Monday and they announced the Seahawks on the stage and there's this huge, I mean, like the boos are incredible. And I'm like, wow, that's a lot of Patriots fans. And then I looked around and I was like, no, you're 49ers fans.
Yeah, but Jen, how nice is it to be in their locker room? I mean, I honestly, like, boo all you want. Like, you're not here.
Yeah, Ted was pointing out, like, you know, they're spray painting the Seahawks name in their end zone. And the Seahawks are taking over their locker room. So, you know, put your professionalism aside. Does that not feel good?
Yeah. It does. It does. Funny enough, so I am just kind of walking around a part of San Jose that is not near the team hotel. And I ran into KJ Wright. So, former Super Bowl champ. Like, all-time Seahawk legend, now a coach on the 49ers staff.
Oh.
And so we give each other a big hug, and I'm like, hey, Jerry, are you going to the game? He's like, nope, I sold my tickets. I was like, are you going to come by? Are you going to say hi to us? He was like, nope.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to cheer for you guys.
Oh, well, man.
But he's on the 49ers staff, right? He was like, no, I am cheering for you guys. Tell the guys I said hi.
Right.
But, like, also, there's a rivalry there now that we need to respect. Yeah, it is. Yeah. There's a little bit of extra. Honestly, though, from like a strategy standpoint, the Seahawks know the stadium. They know the field.
That's
true. They know the wind. It's a terrible place for special teams, for kickers. It is a terrible place. It is the league's worst in opponent field goal percentage. But Jason Myers has already played there. Right, this year, like, and many times in his career. So there's a familiarity factor that I like. And, you know, you take down a Brock Purdy sign to put up a Sam Darnold sign. I'm not unhappy about that either.
Yeah. Also, it leads the league in major injuries to players.
Is it the field itself?
Yeah, because of the field. They did
replace the field a couple of years. It's better than it was when it first got in.
Okay.
So what's with the special teams?
There's some familiarity there.
Is it a wind thing as far as the way the stadium's designed? Is that why? Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. It is always colder there than the weather says, and the wind is really nasty, especially when you start needing to get, like, the hang time, right? So if you're Michael Dixon, you got to know, like, where that wind is blowing because it will affect your punts. If you are lining up for a long field goal, it is going to affect your kicks. And so you really do have to know what your markers are, and it's not the same for every other stadium that you're in.
So with that in mind, just from your perspective, right? So obviously it's going to affect your punting game. Do you think, is there more, Do you think there's more danger for the punter to F up, or is it the punt returner who's also trying to calculate this win when he's trying to catch this punt that's coming down? You know what I mean? So, because if the punt sucks, yeah, then trying to catch it sucks as well.
Yeah, that is a good point. I do have a couple of more options, though, as a punt returner. They might not be great options,
right,
but I
right.
don't have a lot of options as a punter. I still have to make sure that that punt gets there in some way, shape, or form. So I think that that probably, I think it affects them more, but, you know,
have you,
both of those things are going to be tough.
Jen, have you run into any other former Seahawks that are down there for the festivities?
Oh, yes. Yes. Ricardo Lockett, Stephen Hauschka. Yesterday, it was also Luke Wilson. It was KJ today. Shelby Harris came over. Remember, he was on our defensive line for a year or two. I saw Jonathan Hankins a couple of days ago. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun to walk around. Oh, Sean Alexander.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're all kind of doing media stuff, and they were going to do media stuff regardless, but there's a little bit more interest and intrigue now.
Have you seen Aflack or Damon?
I have not.
Okay.
Now,
they'll be there.
It is a haul to get into San Francisco, so I got there a little later in the day. So I'll keep an eye out. How cool is it, by the way, that Chris Pratt is involved on Sunday?
Very cool.
Yeah,
doing our announcements. That?
And yeah. What is he doing?
He's announcing the Seahawks, like,
okay,
yes,
the lineup.
He has been so fun to watch on the sidelines for the last two playoff games. He is such a big fan. It's really cool. It's really cool to watch. Oh, you know what I was going to tell you guys?
What's that? So you're singing the national anthem.
I haven't done that since a swim meet back in, I don't even know, early 2000s.
But at least you've done
you've
it.
You've done it.
It was 05. Everybody knows
at least
about
you've
it.
Done it.
I've done it. I have done it. The song for the Seahawks defense this year, did you guys know this? Paint It Black. How good is that?
That's pretty cool.
Like the Rolling Stones?
So
nice.
So when we left Seattle, well, it was Friday. It was last Friday's practice. The Seahawks took the practice field to the final countdown, which I thought was, you know, pretty apropos. And then right after that, it was Paint It Black. And I was like, oh, this is good.
Were you getting all pumped up?
Why? Yes. And I don't know why. I was like, oh, this is good. This is our defense. And Leonard Williams this week said, oh, yeah, that's been my song all year. And then just kind of feels like it fits the dark side defense. I was like, damn straight it does. Yeah.
So what's your schedule for the next couple of days?
Thankfully, just about everything is done. There will be some last minute prep work. There will be kind of the usual game day routine. But everything is kind of done. I'm just going to go over some notes and try to enjoy the moments and take it all in. And yeah.
Now, it looks like all the injuries. Looks like all the injuries are kind of healing up by the end of the week. I know you guys couldn't go to practice today, but.
Yeah. The only Seahawk with an injury designation is Robbie Utes. He's been dealing with a neck injury, so full back. So they've just slid Brady Russell into that. Yeah, exactly.
That's how they should introduce him. Will you physically be on the sideline during the game?
I will physically be on the sideline.
Okay.
Awesome.
Now, because it is a national broadcast versus, you know, regional, if you're doing, you know, regular season, are you encouraged to, quote unquote, keep it together? So the Seahawks get a touchdown. I mean, can you slam your clipboard, you know, throw up middle fingers and scream, yeah? Or do you have to keep that cool?
Well, I generally do not throw up middle fingers in public.
You're not living.
Drill. You do on your cooking show.
Those are in the blooper reels only.
Oh, gotcha.
So here's the thing. For so many years, I was trained not to cheer.
Right.
You don't make noise in a press box, right? Like, you just watch the game as a casual observer. I will admit that in the last few years, I have finally just embraced, like, I am a fan of the team. I was always a fan of the team. I will actually, there have been shots where people have caught me, like, jumping up after a touchdown. I'll high-five the person next to me if it happens to be a Seahawks staffer. I figured I'm on radio, so the camera's not really on me, so I have a little bit more leeway.
See, I thought the reason you didn't cheer is because you grew up in Texas and you're a Cowboy fan.
I am never a Cowboys fan, ever.
Okay. Good.
Well, nope.
I think, too, though, like, because you're like, right, you're on the sideline for the local broadcast, and like, that's fine to cheer. I get it if you're in a press box, it's a bunch of other press.
Number one rule.
And like, writers, I know the baseball people are like, you got to be quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So will you be in the locker room after the game?
I will be in the locker room after the game. Yes.
Can you kind of let loose there?
Yeah.
Okay, I sure hope so.
I don't know what it's going to be like, to be quite honest with you. I don't know what this crew is going to be like. We don't know what the outcome is going to be like.
The outcome is that the Hawks are going to win.
Are you nervous or are you confident?
I am not nervous. I have watched this team all year, and I feel really good about what our team looks like. But anything can happen on game day. And I do just love the camaraderie of this team. I love how they have allowed me to come in and be part of kind of their camaraderie. So, yeah, I hope that there's some fun celebrations after the game.
All right, Jen, I got to ask you just a nerdy football question. This is the theory I have. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. I have a feeling that A.J. Barner catches a massive clutch touchdown for us this weekend.
Oh, interesting.
That says she doesn't agree with you.
What led you to this? Well, I don't. Well, so I keep asking. No, I would love for AJ to do that and then hit his touchdown dance. Sure.
Yeah.
But people keep asking me, who do I think the unsung hero is going to be? And I'm thinking, like, Jake Bobo.
Now, Bobo had a massive touchdown at the championship game.
I know.
And the reason I ask you is because I'm a nerd and I watched Coach Chucky.
Oh, Gruden.
I watched him do a two-hour chalk talk last night, breakdown
Jesus,
on the game.
Man. Jeez, man.
And I came out of that and I called my buddy and I said, A.J. Barner's going to catch a massive touchdown.
Jen, I know what you're thinking,
Chucky
Jen.
Said it would
Ted
happen.
Needs a hobby. All well, right. That is his hobby.
I also watched highlights of every playoff loss since the last Super Bowl. Yeah. To say I'm excited is yeah.
Jen, what are you doing tonight?
Tonight I am going to go to a little welcome party that we have, for the Seahawks, because the friends and family, for all of the Seahawks folks arrived today. And then, I don't know, I'm just going to hang out. I'm going to have a couple of beverages.
And so you're going to get hammered. I mean, it's not so much what you do tonight. It's like, what time do I have to get up tomorrow?
Exactly. Right? Saturday night's the questionable.
Yeah. Right. I get to sleep in tomorrow, but we're saving the real partying for afterwards, guys.
Yeah. Hey, if
they win,
really
flip off
I
a Niners fan.
Like a shot of the day afterwards. Right.
Hey, look, yeah.
if
this happens, will you come on the program and tell us about the rest of the experience?
100%.
Wonderful.
100%.
Jen, thank you so much, man. Enjoy the game, and thank you for talking to us.
Go Hawks.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys. Go Hawks.
Drink one for us. All right, there you go. Jen Mueller, we're going to take a break, and speaking of drinking, shot of the day is coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.